What then, you ask, doesn't the murderer stain his hand? What about the greedy individual and the extortionist? I assume it's clear to everyone. But since it wasn't feasible to mention anything worse than the fornicator, he intensifies the crime in another way, by saying that with the fornicator, the entire body gets defiled. For it is as tarnished as if it had fallen into a container of filth and plunged into repulsion. And this is also our way, because from greed and extortion, no one would rush to bathe, but as if nothing has happened, they return to his house. However, from intercourse with a prostitute, since they have become entirely unclean, they go to bathe. To such a degree does the conscience retain from this sin a kind of sense of unusual shame. Both, however, are bad, both greed and fornication, and both lead to hell. But as Paul does everything with good management, he used whatever topics he had to emphasize the sin of fornication.